When the book Primary Colors about the 1992 Clinton campaign was published, the question was, who is the anonymous author? The answer was journalist Joe Klein. Now that his book has been made into a new movie, everyone wants to know how the film compares to the real White House soap opera. Primary Colors is directed by Mike Nichols and stars John Travolta and Emma Thompson. John Powers has a review.
Mike Nichols has been going around saying that his enjoyable new film, Primary Colors, is only a movie. While this is actually truer than he may think, frankly, it's not a very deep piece of work, there's something more than a little disingenuous about saying this of a film à clé about a sitting president caught in the midst of a sex scandal. The movie stars Adrian Lester as Henry Burton, a naive young black politico looking for someone to believe in. He finds him in Clinton-esque Governor Jack Stanton, played by John Travolta, the governor of an unspecified southern state who's running for president. Stanton's a man of huge appetites. He loves women and donuts equally. But he's also a man of real feeling. He genuinely loves his brainy, adoring wife, Susan, played by Emma Thompson, and he genuinely cares for people who are hurting. At first, Henry admires Stanton unreservedly and gets caught up in the peculiar glamour of campaigning. Sleeping in bad hotel rooms, watching Stanton debate his rivals on a TV monitor, swapping cynical wisecracks with jaded aides. But Henry's feelings curdle once the bimbos start erupting, and it becomes clear that Jack and Susan Stanton are prepared to scuttle their most cherished beliefs in order to win. And win they will, for Jack Stanton is nothing if not an inspired politician, as in this speech before a group of unemployed workers.
I'm going to do something really outrageous. I'm going to tell the truth. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking he must really be desperate to do that. But if you had to swallow enough garbage.
You can say it. We're X-rated.
me too, if you believe what you read in the paper.
Primary Colors was skillfully scripted by Elaine May and directed by her old friend and collaborator Mike Nichols, whose work here is characteristically uneven. Some scenes are filled with ill-timed jokes. Others hit right on the button. Nichols does very, very well with the vivid secondary performances. Billy Bob Thornton as a James Carville-like advisor, Larry Hagman as an anti-politician candidate with an embarrassing past, and scene-stealing Kathy Bates as the Stanton's old friend Libby Holden, an idealistic lesbian who's both their protector and their bleeding conscience. Still, as enjoyable as these characters are, audiences won't be rushing to the theaters to see them. The movie's selling point is that it's actually about the Clintons. And it's here that the movie's quite disappointing. Although Emma Thompson makes a good Susan Stanton slash Hillary, the movie doesn't give her much to do except periodically get angry at her husband's irresponsibility. The real-life Hillary would snap Susan Stanton like a wishbone. And the portrait of Jack Stanton slash Clinton is even flimsier. The plumped-up Travolta captures Clinton's rasp and southern fried charm. And watching this doppelganger seems slightly eerie. We actually hear his zipper when he's weaseling to Henry about whether he's impregnated a 17-year-old girl. But what's missing from this portrait is Clinton's intelligence. The brains that led him from Hope, Arkansas to Oxford turned him into a policy wonk and made him so brilliant at seizing the political middle. Perhaps Nichols feared that making Stanton intelligent would make him seem cold and calculating, unsympathetic. But whatever the reason, Stanton remains a pale shadow of the real Bill Clinton, who is, in his way, a far subtler actor than John Travolta. Although Primary Colors contains several funny campaign sequences, it's shot through with a speechifying melancholy about the state of our political life, where the press dredges through candidates' garbage, voters fixate on trivia like Susan Stanton's hairdo, and politicians must lie to get elected. Such a process seems designed to ensure that those who win office will be compromised, for the very process is compromised. Yet for all its apparent moral sophistication, the movie's ruefulness about all this is often distressingly naive. Nowhere is this truer than in its complete lack of interest in the major corrupting fact of our political life, the endless, desperate search for the campaign money that keeps every candidacy alive. After all, what's scary is not that an idealistic young man like Henry would be shocked at Jack Stanton's sexual peccadilloes, but that he wouldn't be shocked when his candidate goes selling himself to big contributors. The pundits keep asking whether this movie will be good or bad for President Clinton. Beats me. If I had to guess, I'd say that it won't make much difference in any direction. After all, it doesn't tell us anything we haven't learned about the president already since 1992. And besides, the whole Lewinsky affair is actually a much wilder and more engrossing story than anything in Primary Colors.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.